And as we mentioned, today is not a normal, joyous Palm Sunday. In fact, most of us are probably not feeling the rejoicing that usually comes with this day. Because today we are filled with uncertainties. We are filled with longing to be physically present with one another again, to give friends a hug, and to go back to normalcy. Yet as we read the scripture verses today, and as we celebrate the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, this uncertainty we feel is nothing new. While all along, Jesus was certain that he was journeying back to Jerusalem, he also knew how this journey would end. And in Jesus' humanity, even in the garden in the last few hours before his arrest, where he prayed, "If it is possible, let this cup pass from me," even in these last hours, he was uncertain that he could face this road. The road that began with people cheering and ended with him dying. Similarly, the crowd cheering for him and shouting Hosanna thought they were sure of what was going to happen. They thought they knew the reason Jesus was there. They knew the prophecies of a Messiah riding into Jerusalem on a colt, and they were excited for a political uprising. Yet, they weren't expecting the kind of Messiah who Jesus turned out to be, the Messiah who came to bring peace. While uncertain about how he would face the end of this path, Jesus was certain he was on the right one. He was certain that he had the power to ride a colt that had never been ridden through a chanting crowd as they threw things down in front of said colt. And honestly, wow, that's the miracle of this story. The man who could nonchalantly get on a colt that had never been ridden and ride through a situation that would scare even the most seasoned horse. But I digress. Jesus was certain he was going where he needed to. Jesus knows this path is going to be redemptive, but he knows it is going to be costly. He is doing what he needs to do, but he also knows that going into Jerusalem means certain death for him. And not even having the chance to stop and think about the glimmer of encouragement that he had just received from the crowd, immediately, Jesus is faced with the knowledge and a foreshadow of the road ahead as the Pharisees confront him. Here and now, in our own lives and through these days at home, we see glimmers. We see the shouts of Hosanna in the really great moments, the points of connection we have with family or with friends we haven't talked to in a while. In our crazy, busy lives, we've been given the gift of time to slow down. We see the glimmers of Hosanna, yet immediately we are confronted with the news of the world. We ask similar questions to Habakkuk. This prophet was seeing foreign nations come to overtake Israel, and he dares to question God about it. As we are confronted with the news of the world, Habakkuk speaks our words to God. He gives voice to our bewilderment, articulates our puzzled attempts to make sense of things, and faces God with our disappointment. If Habakkuk was talking today, he might say something like, "Though the roll is getting empty and there is no toilet paper in the stores, though my friends are falling ill and no hugs have come, though my paycheck has been cut and essential workers are running thin, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God, my Savior." Yet. This yet is a breath, a glimmer of hope, a knowing that though everything may be up in the air, that we might not know what current circumstances may bring, we do know what next week, Easter, brings. Habakkuk started out puzzling, complaining, and accusing God, but he doesn't stay there. He waits and he listens. Habakkuk is certain that other nations are coming and beginning to overtake Israel, but he is also certain that God is somehow in the midst of it. Like Habakkuk, we have more questions than answers. We are riding through a crowd on an ill-trained horse, not sure of how we will face the road ahead. However, in our glimmers of hope, may we find moments to say, "Yet I will rejoice." Amen.